as we prepare for Rosh Hashanah, if there's things that you want to discuss, things that you want to focus on, so please let me know. You can take out a few minutes here and there to discuss the things that are on your minds or have been on your minds from previous Yom Le'Ram. For me, one of the most striking comments in terms of the Avodah of Elo, one of the most unexpected comments, and it's but I have come to appreciate the importance of it, is from the Kelmer Magid. We normally think of the Avodah of Elo as being the Avodah of Tshuva. That's undoubtedly accurate. But he and the Avodah of Tshuva is in many, many areas. But he pointed out that one of the Avodahs of Rosh Hashanah is the Mamlech the Ribono Shel Olam. So he says, imagine if one comes to Rosh Hashanah and one has worked very hard and done Shiva Baruch Hashem and make tikkunim and kabbalas, but one hasn't thought about Malchus. So here we have an obligation on that day. That's the mitzvah, one of the great mitzvahs, Malchius. Imru lefone malch kadesha tam lichuni aleichem. It's clearly one of the avodas of Rosh Hashanah. And then we pop in Rosh Hashanah, get to Musaf, and we're holding a Malchius, and we haven't thought about it. What does it mean to be Mamlech l'Ribono Shel Olam? It means saying to him, Sukkim. So he said, one of the important avodas, he said, the Jew will come to Rosh Hashanah, and he hits Malchius, and he hasn't thought about it before, so it's going to be a very strange moment with Ribono Shel Olam, because he won't know what to do. Now, we encounter being Mamlech the Ribono Shel Olam so many times in the course of the day, so if one focuses a little bit more in the next few days, then that'll be a hachana. For example, the first comes to mind is Kriya Shema, Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. So during Shema, to think a little bit more, what does that entail? That's a very personal being. Makabal Ol Malchus. What does it mean to be Makabal Ol Malchus in the morning in Maariv and by Kriya Shema Lamita?
And Rabbi's volume is off.
Sorry, I feel bad for my glass. Are we good? Okay, so now we'll just chaz what we've last said before. Keep you up to date. But whenever we make a bracha, a bracha is only completed when it has Shema Malchus. Psukin is Zimra. We're being Mamlech Ribono Shel Olam. Because the bracha that we say to introduce Pesuk Zimra, Baruch Sha'omar, the very end is V'nazkir Shimcha V'namlicha Malkeinu. So, just like Pesach, there's a mitzvah of Sipur on Pesach, and the Schir B'chol Yom V'yom, and it's on the same range, one's intense, and the other's less intense, so being Mamlech, the Ribbono Shel Olam is the same thing. Intense in Rosh Hashanah, Malchius, Shefer can be Akiyam, and I should say Akiyam. Shefer may be attached to Malchius because the Gemara says, "Bameh b'Shefer." And through the Piyutim, and Hashem Melech, Hashem Molech. So if we think a little bit deeper while we're saying Pesukei Zimra, while we're saying Kriyas, while we're saying Brachas, that'll be a way of beginning to. To think about Malchius. That's an important idea to spend a few moments on. What does Chazal have in mind? Kedesha tam lichuni aleichem. The last year, and to a lesser extent this year, so we confronted Malchius head on. Because the degree to which everybody experienced firsthand not being in control, not knowing ma yolid yom, right? Not knowing if you'll be stuck in Montreal for the entire year, right? not couldn't even get out of the house at night, not knowing vaccination, not what age is the good thing to do, a bad thing to do. Just that not knowing and saying their Baruch Shalom is doing what he's doing without sending us any emails, without telling us what's going on. So that was a sense of malchus that a person could engage. This year a little bit to a lesser extent, because Baruch Hashem we're seeing natural patterns fall somewhat back into place with the vaccination. So whenever we see natural patterns, so we fall back into, that's part of the Hester Pon of the Rosh. Good, let's try to wrap up the Sugya of Minhag and Medina. We're not going to wrap it up because you already know that it's one of the major sugyas of the first parak of Baba Basra, that Daf Tes Min Alev, eight more daf from here, we're going to confront the major sugya of Minhag and Medina. But let's see what we learn from the first Mishnah, when the Mishnah says, Mokim Shenogu Livnois, Gevil Gezis Kefisin, Boinin, and that my shutif, my shochen can force me to provide a certain kind of stone, that the Rashba says it does not mean that we're going to provide the stone that are used for walls of buildings, but we're going to have a set stone that is set aside or a set material for this particular wall, that the Mishnah says at the end that if we have adjoining gardens or adjoining lands or raising crops, so then the minhag will determine whether we are mechuyev to be mishtatev together in a wall between us. Can I be mechayev you to partner with me in the wall? That'll be based on the minhag. And then the Mishnah says, Kol Keminhag HaMedina. Exactly what does Kol Keminhag HaMedina mean? So the Gemara says in Dalman Aleph, it means Lasu Yehutze V'dafna. That even a low level, a cheap kind of mechitza, even that we can force upon each other, if that is the Keminhag HaMedina. So that's what the Mishnah points out. So the basic question that we addressed yesterday is, what is the machayev of Minhag HaMedina? What creates an obligation? I go to Beis Din, and Beis Din says, you're a machayev. Yechayev. Based on what? So we saw that both the Chazon Ish and Rochanan Vasim before him formulated this question. That is not something you just take and that we should just take for granted and assume some drabbanon, whatever it is, we don't know. So Rochanan Vassman formulated there should be some kind of mechayev. There has to be something which obligates me to keep something. If I come to Bezin, and Bezin can make takonis, hefker, Bezin, hefker. But what happened? What is the machayev of minhag? Then we already saw probably a three-way machloikis and how to learn in what happens when the minhag runs up against what Chazal established as the required sizes for various machitzas. Chazal gave us shiurim for gazis, Gevil, Gezis, and Tvisin. So why didn't the Mishnah say, Kol Keminhag HaMedina, whatever the minhag is, take out the stone mace, take out the landscapers, work it out. Over here, Chazal established a shear. What's the significance of the shear? Right? So Tosfos says, the significance of the shear is that a minhag cannot disrupt that shear. Kol Keminhag HaMedina, but not up against these shiur. The Rosh said, "Al kol keminhag HaMedina." That means that we can disrupt. We can establish a minhag that things are broader, more walls, better and stronger walls. But if we want to establish a minhag of flimsier walls, that we can't do. Right? So whereas the Tosfos says that Hakol Keminhag HaMedina does not go up against this convention, this takana, whatever it is Chazal established, the Rosh says it's a one-way deal. We can't make it more flimsy. But we can have a demand that it is a stronger one. And the Ramban seems to say that if it's a validated minhag, then it can disrupt this Chazal Shurim altogether. So how are they viewing this Mishnah differently? Are they viewing what Chazal established differently from each other? Or are they viewing the Machayev of Minhag differently from each other? All right? So yesterday we got as far as to say that we were Machavin to Rav Chanan says that it's implicit contracts, it's Tanai. Chazanish, at the beginning of the piece, says a similar. Rav Chanan Wasserman was a Talmud both of Rav Chaim and of Rav Shimon. I think he was by Rav Shimon first. And then he came to Rav Chaim. And Rav Chanan Wasserman was the Rashiva of Baranovich, which was what we would call like a high school age yeshiva, right? But then it was still a very select group that learned full time at that age. It was called the Yeshiva Katana, and Rav Chanan Wasserman was one of the manhigim of Klal Yisrael before the Second World War, and very close with the Chazanish. Often took counsel with very close to the Chavetz Chaim. And at one point during the year, when we learn more of Rav Chanan's, we'll discuss more the Hakdama, if you have a chance, the Hakdama to the Kovachim tells of his last days when he perished Al Kiddush Hashem. The Chazanish is considered by many to be the most influential figure of re-establishing Torah and Eretz Yisrael. In America, it usually runs either between Aaron Kotler or the Rav. Aaron Kotler in the Olam Yeshiva, and the Rav in the modern Orthodox community. In Eretz Yisrael, the Chazanish is attributed to be the one who brought about the revival of Torah and Eretz Yisrael, and responsible for its success. The Chazanish was certainly the one who revived Hilchos Aharon. Chazanish was himself an extremely quiet figure, certainly in Europe. He was a quiet figure. And when he came to Eretz Yisrael, so that's when he first became, he was known amongst the Gedolim in Europe, but he was not well known. When he came to Eretz Yisrael, so then he was, the Tzarech HaShoah required that he came out a little bit more. So one of the things that was required was they started working the land, had a new Zeron. So he became almost the master of Zeron for Klal Yisrael. So the Chazanish writes of here, Abul Minog, Shemaskimim olam zayin tu veyair al oifin shakfiya shikov shutav es chaveroi v'nei Where's the line? It's that? Yeah? Lomu meshubed leminog. I don't know if I can do this. What is my chiyuv to keep a minog? Ve'efshar dechin eshtatfu. It could be that when we became, and I moved into the chotzer, I moved into the six apartment building. So by I moved into it, the Iran, Eretz Yisrael, and there are five other people in the building. So memela, we became shutfim. In the garden, we became shut from the lobby. We became shut from the hallways. When I purchased, I rented. The fact that I rented, I become a partner. So, the understanding of my partnership is that we're going to work with the convention, right? I move into the building. So the understanding of our partnership is that I'm going to pay for the maintenance of the lobby. I'm going to pay for the maintenance of the hallways. The lobby needs to be painted. So then I get a bill. I say, anyway, that's not part of the deal. We didn't discuss painting the lobby. Why is it my cheshbon? The answer is, when you moved in, there was an understanding. So you made a kinyan in moving in. When you make a kinyan, that means there's a certain das. So usually we think of, what's the das to make a kinyan? So the das is, I walk away with it. You cannot, you call no backsies. A kinyan means that the das, that the deal's a deal. There are tanoim, there's conditions. You're going to pay for it, right? Maybe there's an understanding of a warranty, right? I get you sell me a jacket and I get home and it rips in 3 seconds. It could be that there's an understanding. But what's the machayev of you to take it back? Called the lemon law. There's some understanding that if I paid a certain amount for a jacket, it's not going to fall apart. So that's part of the das. So part of the das, part of the meeting of the minds, part of my commitment when I rent the lobby, when I rent the apartment, or when I buy the apartment, is, well, if it, all of Eretz Yisrael, whoever buys an apartment is responsible to participate in the maintenance of the lobby, responsible to participate in the maintenance of the Wi-Fi of the building, responsible to participate in the maintenance of the gun downstairs. No, that's part of our das. So when I bought the apartment, so the understand this part of our understanding was that we didn't discuss it implicitly, but just like we didn't discuss explicitly that if this jacket falls apart in 3 days, that the deal is not a deal, it unravels. So we didn't discuss explicitly that if we would decide to build a wall, it's got to be a wall and look normal like every other wall. So that's what the efshar dechin ishtatfu. And then the Chazanish is Medayik Vilshoinai. Oisha Cholku Ayorshin. Why is he focused on Cholku Ayorshin? Why is it so important?
Because that can't be a
previous. Right. So he said, so the kasha against this Mahalach is to say, so then two heirs who've never discussed, they didn't buy into this. Right? They only have the property because someone else died. So now, became an heir of an apartment in Eretz Yisrael. So now they ask him to pay for the painting in the lobby. Right? They find out an American just got a lot. He just got one of the dirot, right? Right away. They're on him. He pays for the lobby. It's his turn this time. So he said, hey, chatesi. What do I pay for? I don't pay for anything. So they'll say, but it's part of the deal. He says, well, no deal over here. His grandfather bought a piece of land, bought an apartment. His father got it from him, and he got an estate. No, there's no das. I didn't make a kinyan. The Rebbeinu determined that this guy's going to be. So maybe. So he's saying there's no das over here. He's saying the other five guys in the building, you take care of the lobby because I didn't make a kinyan. I'm not a shutif. So the Chazon Ish says that the other Acharonim say, but that's not the deal, apparently. We do not assume that. We do not assume that if brothers come into a situation through Yerusha, that there's just no minig, no das. We assume there is a still a minig. So what's the basis for that? So that's what the Chazon Ish addresses that by saying, "Shecholku a yorshin al menos kein cholkoi, sheyishtavdu zelo zeh." So Chazon Ish addressed a very specific situation. Three brothers now become, the father dies and leaves a building. A building of three apartments. Three children move in. So when each one moved in, there was an understanding between the three that each one is getting part of the Yerusha. There's an understanding. They are like a corporate group, and they got a corporate Yerusha, and now when each one takes their part of the Yerusha, there's an understanding that goes on between the three. One of the levels of understanding is, I'm not asking you in 5 years to move out because it's a corporate Yerusha, right? I'm not going to go back to say sorry. I only had in mind to have this chelek, to have my building for my apartment for a year. No, the understanding was that each one of the children gets an apartment and we're done, and they're not going to renegotiate. Either they find out 5 years from now that there's certain advantage to being in the north of the building. All right. If they find out within a few days that being in the north of the building is a much more expensive diras, so then they may renegotiate because that was part of their das. So the Chazon Ish says, so when the heirs divide up the shutzvus, then there's an implicit das. What will the Chazon Ish say about the case? I was only one heir, and he now comes into the apartment building. So Lachaira, he would say that with the Yerusha came all of the assumptions that were part of the father's kinyan. But it's all part of the same das. So the Chazon Ish suggests that the chiyuv of listening, the shibud I have to minog, is because that is, and when it comes to minog mominus, right? So let's, and that was the running assumption of the Rabbi Chanan Wasserman. Now let's put it into context to understand exactly what's happening here. So this we explained yesterday, but we'll say it sharper, that there's a sugya in Pesachim that says minhagim are machayev, right? Yeah, we have a minhag to wait 6 hours between fleishes and milchiks. So you become three, four, five, six, seven. You learn the idea of time. Your parents have mechuyev to mechanech you. You become 13. You're mechuyev to keep the minhag. Where did it come from? Chumash doesn't say anything about waiting after fleishes. You'll come to a Gemara in Chulin that says that Merukva waited, his father waited 6 hours. Ben Suda Lasuda. No, what's that to do with me? Because of Anhoga, Merukva in Bavel. No, they rise and they run, it's kind of nothing. So how can Shulchan Aruch say I have to keep it? It's Elamai is a minute. Right? I wake up in the morning and I do Netilas Yedaim Shel Shachris. It's in Shulchan Aruch, right? But Shulchan Aruch, it's not a Gemara. It's not a pasuk. It's not a Dinei Rabbanan. So what's the Mechayev? Where did the Chiyev come? He's a Rosh for men. It's in Shulchan Aruch. It's on Chumash. It's Dinei Rabbanan. It's not so pasuk. Maybe. By brachas for sure, but if you're not maski shem shemayim, lo yelach odem arba Begoli Rosh, is it din the Rabbanon or is it minak? Probably it's a minak. So what's the Mechayev? So Gemara Pesachim says, Al titesh teres imecha. The basin of that, and we explained yesterday, we explained last year, that Al titesh teres imecha either means that Shlomo Melech was magdir for us, that there's a din the Rabbanon. Shlomo Melech was magdir for us that there is some kind of neder that can be imposed upon me. Shlomo Melech was magdir that part of giving over Torah is to give over Torah in a certain with a certain way, and therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu put into the system that we will transmit Torah to be practiced in certain ways. Well, we have to do a certain hachana for davening. And since the Kadosh Baruch Hu said that every door is in charge of how to give over Torah, so in the time of Bavel, the Rome decided we're going to give over the din of Bosu B'cholim with a six-hour wait. Kadosh Baruch Hu sanctioned that that approach, that method. So it says Mochanan Vasimin, it says the Rashba. So Rabban Reish Tamacheh says, so we understand when it comes to Isurin. But Mominus, Gvil Gazis, what does that mean? Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Tznius, at some point we're going to discuss after Yom Tov, privacy, a mitzvah, and he said, Gezel, something, we don't know yet, discuss it. So now, I have a field, and my neighbor says, you're obligated to do what? To put it up. Why am I obligated? You put up a fence. You want privacy, you put it up. This is my property for investment. I'm not living here. I don't need the privacy. You want privacy? Put up a wall on your property. No. You're mechuyev. Not mechuyev. Mechuyev to do a wall like all the neighbors are doing. Meche teisa. Al titesh teres imecha. So that's the kasha. That's what the Rashba points out. Mominus. So that's what the Achot, Rav Achot, and the Chazanish say. It all has to do with a haskama, with an understanding. So now we come to our sugyan, we say, okay, that gets us till we read our Kol Kiminig Abdina. That gets us till we say, Kfis and Gazas Gvil, it's 2-3 Yamas. What happened to consensus? What happened to haskama? All of a sudden, Chazal are telling me exactly how wide it has to be. Chazal is telling me further, according to Tosfos, if there's a minog that says we're going to use a 2 tefach base for Agvil, forget the minog. I went with a consensus. That was. I moved into the neighborhood. Every single wall violated the township rules. So now you're going to sue me to go, get up the code, so to speak. I moved in. Nobody had, now there's one troublemaker. One guy comes in, he happens to have an interest in a fence-making company, whatever. So he now is going to bring every single guy to the township, bring every single guy to the basin and say, hey, we have a code over here. So it has to be Gimel Tzvachim. We have a minute, Shalai Lachvid. Taisu says, sorry, no such thing. The Rosh says, well, it depends, up down. The Ramban says, no, Taki, you couldn't have a minig. So, Taisus don't understand. If the whole basis of Chi Shibud is that your Mechuyev is because of a Tanai, so here we have a Tanai that goes against that we're not Makbid on these Shishur. So, and what does Chazal mean when they made the din? They made the din as a default, maybe. So that's what we put it yesterday. It's ironic. How kol kaminig amdina, and it's mefurish in the Rashba. It's mefurish in the Rashba,
which is not open.
So it's mefurish in the Rashba that the Rashba says that when we say,
open.
"Was that?"
Bar Ilan is open.
So. Was Bar Ilan?
In the browser.
In the
browser.
That's this?
On the bottom. On the left side, on the bottom.
On the left side, on the bottom. On your left side?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
No?
On the bottom of the page, you're all the way
past. Oh, down here. This is the browser? Okay.
On the left.
On my left, or your left?
Right. No, both are left.
It's gonna get. I'm gonna get it through here.
No, not all the way along.
No,
the blue one, the blue and green one.
Okay, got it. And that's an instruction. We get it. Okay, so we're going. So looking for the Rajba. Chuvas Rajba. Reish Lamaches. Chuvas Rajba. Chuvas Rajba. Okay, it's working well. So Rashba says, in the middle of a large paragraph, over here, Hakol Kevinag Avdina, Upirshu Hakol Asuye Hutzeve Dafna. Davdal Mel Mama Basra. Umi Kol Mokoim. Ibnogu Shalay Lagbit Klal. All right, let's back up a little bit. Umibneze. Einai Minog Muskam Eliminog Shinogu. May Asmilios Osen Todir. Kane Shalay Vakpoda. He said there is a kind of Minog which is a Minog by lapse. Ein abal avayis makbid alein. This is a situation where I give you a jacket, or I give you something to work on. I give you a piece of silver to work on, and you work on the silver. Who gets the scrap silver? So Gemara says most people leave it by the uman, the craftsman. Most people do not come up and pick up the scrap silver. So it became a minog by default. There was never a minog when you go to the silversmith, so he gets all the leftover silver. When you go to the tailor, there was never a minog. There was never a waiver that the tailor gets the extra scrap of material. It was a minog by default. Nobody ever asked the tailor, I want the scraps back. Okay? So now that became the understanding. But there was never a hatanai, a haskom, just ain't about baz makbin aleim. So he said, Umnezeh, ain't minog muskom, el minog nogum yatsmam, liestoder kinchulevak boda. So the Rashba says that can also be a minog. But it raises the question, how can, if it's a minog entirely by default, so where was the understanding? Where was the discussion? Where was the askom? Val derech hazeh ba'atzma hu shoshona b'tei sefta, the previous ein mishanim minog amdina. We do not change this kind of a minog. Kaloymar, im nogu b'nei amdina liyes oysen kein b'shal atzman, Loimer she ain makpin al binyan keilu, v'chein lemeiden miminag amdina avol bishle skimulov ka oise sheshaninu. The Rashba says this is what we're learning when we say mokaim she nagu livnei skivil givil gzis kvis kivil binyan. Right, hakol kiminag amdina lasuye hutsa v'dafna. The Rashba says that's hakol kiminag amdina. We all agree we have askoma on gvil and gzis. That's part of the das. Hakol kiminag amdina, the Rashba says the chiddush of hakol kiminag amdina is what about if there is a default? What if there is an understanding without any conversation at all? There was never a conversation about it. It's just, this is what people did. Hakol kiminag amdina. The Rashba, that's pshat and hutzav edafna. The Rashba learned pshat. Right? When the Gemara says that lasuye hutzav edafna, so the Tosfos learned pshat that if we agreed upon having a very flimsy mechitza, if there was a consensus of a flimsy mechitza, hakol kimenagdina. In other words, Taisus Kasha. What was Taisus Kasha on Lasuye Husavadafna? Right? Taisus asks, when the Gemara said, Akol Kemina Gamdina, what was the Gemara saying, Lasuye Mai? It was telling you there's grills, there's a feast, and then there's paper and there's wood, Akol Kemina Gamdina. Right? So Taisus said, Akol Kemina Gamdina is teaching me that there's a bottom, there's a basement, right? The Rashba says he was bothered by the same kasha. He's a different teretz. How kol kemina gedina means if there is a practice that was never discussed, a practice by default. So the Rashba says that's pshat. How kol kemina gedina is if you never discuss gevil gezis kfisin, because you don't discuss who's in the dafna, who's in a grow by themselves. Now bushes. So the Rashba says next line, however he says Mikol Mokoim, here he's masking with Tosfos. Im Nagu shall hakbit klal hezikriya, shall a bottom a chatseris minik bitosu, vein a minik. This he's masking with Tosfos. There is such a thing as a minik tos. There is such a thing as a minik we're not going to accept. Right? And over here, the Rashba and the Rosh and the Taisva say that she'ein mochulin akpoda ela b'moiminus shodim mashai liten ishaloi oilizek b'nechosav. Because what does it mean to have this default? A moichel. The guy who gives the block of silver to the craftsman is moichel on the scrap. I'm moichel on the cloth you're going to cut out. But there is no mechila by something which is so essential to Klal Yisrael, l'sneis, avol einer rashai lefrog gidron shel Yisrael v'shel linog b'tsneis, ubegorim l'stal l'shchinim Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael is willing to wave on tsneis, so then we lose the shchina. So that's not nitten for mechila. So again, we have our line hakol k'minig amdina. So according to Tosfos and according to the Rosh, what the Mishnah is recording for us is that sometimes there will be convention that will be stated minhagim that will upend a shiur that Chazal gave. The Rashba says, no, it's going further than that. Maybe say one step. And Tosfos says, and another thing we learn from Minhag Din is Dav Kusav Edafna. But if you don't want to have any mechitza altogether, Minhag Tos. In other words, there is a limitation to what we can agree upon as Askoma. Hold on. There is a limitation. So the Rashba says accepts the second principle that the Tais and the Rosh learned, there is such a thing as a minag tos, right? What's a minag tos? So the Rashba said minag, which would mean to undermine something which is so important to Klal Yisrael. Right? It's a very flimsy definition. We do say minag oikir aloha sometimes. But the Rashba says another important klal over here is that there is such a thing as a minog which has never become agreed upon. So now, hodra kushal duchta. Again, so what are we holding over here? We're holding over here that we have a sugi that introduces minog. Minog, a moment is like a minog. The easiest way to understand the moment is like a minog is to say convention. Kasha on Kaven min haskoma, das makna. The kasha das makna is yorshin, took care of it. Single yorish, took care of it. Okay. So now we're going deeper and weiter in the din of minah. Then the mission says, akol kiminig amdina, and akol kiminig teaches us, number one, that sometimes there are going to be conventions that Chazal give us, and akol kiminig dina can according to Tosfos, can upend those conventions. According to the Rosh, sometimes, and according to the Rashba, it's teaching us another chiddush that there is such a thing as a convention which was never discussed; it just happens. But that is, when that happens, it can only happen with respect to something that I can be moichel, and it cannot be moichel privacy. All right? So now, let's go, hold on to questions, just make sure we get someplace. So now, question then becomes, that in our sugya, the Ramban seems to disagree with this Rashba. Right? You have to be ma'ayin more into this as we go into the Masechta. Because the Ramban says that we are bound, like Tosfos, to the measures of Chazal unless there is a haskama with the leadership. So now, what we have to figure out now is, why is there a place and position for any measurements of Chazal altogether? Why is there room for two tzvachim, three tzvachim? So yesterday we saw the koivets, and those who saw today saw that it wasn't precisely what the koivet says, that we were building on what the koivet says. That the koivet says that when it comes to our sugya, or similar sugyas, so there is a dini mominus aspect. First, the koivet says the following. First, he says that this distinction, I'm using our words, but the koivet makes the point. This distinction, which the Rashba says, is the difference between minhagim of altitesh teresi mech and minhagim of mominus. So the koivet says that this distinction has to exist because when it comes to minhagim of milchiks and fleishiks, there is no mominus component. When it comes to minhagim of nitzus damshul shach, which is no monetary component. In other words, I cannot go to Beis Din and say, Beis Din, my neighbor is not doing negel vas in the morning. It bothers me. I have a neighbor not doing negel vas. How can I live next to a guy where the entire home doesn't get rid of the ruach every single day? It bothers me. So basically, it's sonic. But there's no, I cannot, teach him, talk to him, learn with him, do the sugyas. But Beis Din can decide if they think it to be kofa and mitzvahs, but they may say this doesn't rise to the standard, right? I have my neighbor is doesn't after fleishiks, bang, he's eating having ice cream an hour later, right? I heard that the Dutch do it. Never said Dutch in his life, but he figured it's good enough for the Dutch, good enough for me. It bothers me, right? Right, I'm having a barbecue, my kids are suffering, they can't have ice cream in the next door, they're having ice cream party. No, we're not gonna be koifa. But when it comes to a moment of stick of minug, you're gonna be koifa, right? Not only that, but when it comes to monetary minug, so we don't say up to a fifth of your income. I'm taking it to Beis Din to say the guy says I can't afford putting up a gazis, a gavil. I can't afford it. A mitzvah of tznius, I'm only mechuyev to a fifth of my anchoimish. We don't say that. There's no limitation. So the Koivet says, you see that a minig of mominus is different than a minig of isaveter. A minig of isaveter, Beis Din is not going to be koif unless they take it on as their agenda. A minig of mominus, they're going to impose it upon you. It's part of the deal. They're going to be koif. A minig of isaveter, there's going to be a limitation on how much you have to spend on this. A minig of mominus, That's, if you have the property, that's part of that. That's part of the price of the property. You can't afford to put up a wall, then you can't. You shouldn't have bought this piece. You shouldn't have rented the building. In this building, renting in the building means the chiyuv to participate in the painting of the lobby. You can't afford that. You can't afford to have this property. So Beis Din will be koyf. So the Rav Chanan says this is what the Rashba is pointing out. There are very significant distinctions. You cannot say a mamlus legeminik is alti the sharis imecha. They're different. They're government different rules. So where's the machayev? The machayev is, so far we're saying the machayev is that we made a certain understanding between ourselves. Aye, that does not satisfy entire Mishnah entirely, because the Mishnah says Beis Din will sometimes give you gedorim. So we're going to develop three possibilities. One possibility is that the Ramban and the Rashba say that all Beis Din are doing is telling you which wall will stand and what won't stand. All they're doing is saying, if you're going to build a gazis, it means three tvachim. Because less than three tvachim, you're going to be in Beis Din every Monday and Thursday. So all we're saying is that to have a gazis less than two tvachim is a minog tos. There cannot be a Kabbalah like that. We're simply explaining to you what was your askomas adas. Your das was, we're going to have a mechitza. Having a mechitza means a mechitza that lasts. We're not telling you any chiddush over here. All we're saying is that we're just describing to you that saying that you're putting lining up stones, that's not a gazis. A mechitza is a mechitza that's going to, otherwise it's a minigtos. It accomplishes nothing. Now, is that simply it accomplishes nothing? Is that part of the role of a Beis Din to make sure that their piskei dina makes sense? It could be either one. But lecharis, it's begeder defining what a minig toss. A minig, it's important to understand what's a minig toss. Is a minig toss inconsistent? Is a minig toss where it makes no sense to me? Meikra shel davar, right? These, by the way, like, what we're discussing right now is very negeya lamaisa, in a very, very close to home, right? Because I'm not discussing halacha lamaisa right now. I have to think it up more. But let's say the mask mandate. What's the machayev to keep a mask mandate? Let's have to figure it out. Is that the Minig Medina? Is it that this is the Tanai that by having the privilege of paying tuition, I accepted upon myself a certain Tanai? No. What's the where was Haskoma Sadas over here? Last year? So many of everyone said that it's a health mandate. Is it a bit omachavera? Be nice to the faculty who wants mass. What's the machayev? Right. Now, at what point does one say it can't be machayev because I'm not sure it makes sense? So do you say, well, if it there's inconsistency, I'm just showing you these ideas are alamaisa. Does inconsistency make it a minig toss? Right? They had to mask in one building, not another building. That's an inconsistency. Or is minig toss? No, inconsistency means it works some of the time, it's good. Or do we say that and toss is because it's not based on anything which the probability of it accomplishing something is so minimal that's not reasonable. So that's what I'm just bringing to life what it means to have what's a machayev, and bring to life what it means to figure what's a toss, not a toss. Right, so over here, I'm suggesting that's what the Rashba is saying. To insist on a wall which is not going to endure for a long period of time, it's a toss. That could, to all Chazal are doing is describing what a toss is. So if that's the case, you understand very well why Tosfos would say that there is no such thing as a minug of a gazis that's less than two tvachim. There is no such thing as a gvil less, because it's a toss.
Who says that?
Tosfos Tosfos says the din. I'm suggesting the Ashbah says that these shiurim are the shiurim which are the minimal amount that the wall will endure.
Yeah, but Tosfos does allow you to have a small egg.
The Rosh, sorry, okay, you're right, I'm sorry. Right. The Rosh, who says that you can make it bigger but not smaller. Correct.
Again,
the Rosh says.
The definitive, there is no such thing as exists as less than two.
Or right?
Or
you always have more.
More.
Right.
It's the definitive amount, and then Tosfos says that you can go lower.
Till Hutz
V'Dafna,
yeah.
But you just can't go bigger.
Right, okay, so this would explain the Rosh. The Tosfos would, but the Tosfos is again not clear, but so this would explain the Rosh. So alternatively, the Shiurim that Chazal give, right? So that's what the Rashba explains. That's where the Shiurim are from, right? The durability of the wall. And
where? What is the
Rosh Pasir? The Rosh
Pasir and then what we just read the Rosh
Pasir yesterday.
Isn't what we just read the Rosh Pasir that the only part of the amount posed is when you get all the way down to the idea of less than Hotz V'Dafna? Right?
The Rosh Pasir and the Chidushim said this, so it's conceivable that that's
not be mapped it up. Not be marked at all on something is in our house, but anything above that is fine. Isn't that what you just said?
Hold on. So the but don't forget that, but hold on to that. The Rashba and the Chidushim says it this way. Okay? But hold on to that and the Kuda will come back to it. So the but you're correct in pointing out that Tosfos would not this would not explain Tosfos. Right? Because Tosfos says that a minna can change these measures. So what's the significance of the measures to begin with? So we suggested yesterday that Rav Chanan Vasim would say that this is the minhag over here is a minhag that does straddle al titosh and haskamas adas. Why is that? Because my interest in putting up a wall is generated by my wanting to protect your privacy. It's generated by a mitzvah. It's generated by a Hashemah Saveda that you should be able to, you should not lose out on your property. Explain a little bit better later on. And then it is exercised, it becomes lamaisa through haskamas adas. So the requirement of having a mechitza is altita shorzi me'acha. This is the way that we practice tznius. This is the way that we practice havas reyim. So Chazal can say you practice by having a wall of three tvachim. However, it becomes incumbent upon me through haskamas hadas, through an implicit tanai. I move in, I have to take care of it. So I have two mechayivim. I have a mechayiv to put up something, that's a mechayiv, I can do hutz v'dafna, that's the mechayiv al v'titosh. But then I have another mechayiv of the minhag medina, that we all put up walls that look a certain way. So there, Chazal established that we're suggesting in Rav Chanan that since there is an element of al titosh tarsi mecha, so Chazal said that when you put up these walls, you're putting up this wall because you're a maskim. That's haskamas adas. We would establish a wall with a certain shear. Right? But then, if that's the case, so we get stuck, because why should the Haskamas Hadas be able to undermine the shear that was established through an altitosh. Right? So it doesn't really explain. So the Chazanish, in his second Mahalach, how do we get back? Browser? Hold on a second. Okay. So the Chazanish, later on in the piece, seems to amend his approach. The nearer the eker, yeah. The dover moshe lechachomim lekvoa lefi raos einayim vezel eker adin ubaze kovu chachomim levonim b'mokim she'ein minog. Chazanish says that it could be that all minhagim in Mominus are based on Chazal's obligation to establish dinim. Simon Ches, the Chazanish is the following lashon: Nira, the dinim Mominus nimzu lechachomim. Lekvoa kefi mishpatei chachmas haTorah, shezochu bo chachmei haTorah. That Chazal is supposed to understand to the best of their ability the halachas, and then it's Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it to Chazal to establish the details of dinei mamonos. Shezochu bo chachmei haTorah, vehein hein shenimsu leMoshe, shein bechlal mishpatim. The Hainu Shesechum Ne Odom Maskim Aleyim. The Chazanish says that it must be that when the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us all of Chayshin Mishpat, when he gave us Mishpatim, that's with the understanding that Chachom Shebechol Dor B'Dor are going to establish details of how this works. They're going to, there's certain ideas that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us with his Gezel, whether it's Hashemes Habeida, whether it's Ribbis, and then Kadosh Baruch Hu give us certain halachas of Kinyanim. But all of this is to create certain understandings Chazal are going to have, and then Chazal are going to establish how these halachas are fully practiced. Nimsru l'Chazal. If you have an halacha, you're familiar with the idea that sometimes Kadosh Baruch Hu says, HaTayra Masro l'Chachamim. Right, for example, when it comes to the malachas and cholamayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu said it's not like a yomtiv, it's not a choil, and Chazal figure out the details of a term of Solchama. When it comes to the inuyim and yom kippur, Kadosh Baruch Hu said minisim nafshei seichem, Kadosh Baruch Hu said don't eat or drink, and then Kadosh Baruch Hu said the more inuyim, Chazal, according to some rishonim, Chazal then said, oh, that's rechitza, that's teshmish amita, nils asandal, hatara mosro lechachamim. So the Chazanish says, when it comes to it's a very bechinish. When it comes to dinei mamonos, so that is a Torah Masor Chacham. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us Isurim, gave us Gezel, gave us an halachas of Shmirah, gave us all of Mishpatim, Berachot, Beis Shmos. But Kadosh Baruch Hu did not exhaust every single possible way of figuring out dinei mamonos. Kadosh Baruch Hu did not give over every single sichsuch that you can have between the neighbors. So it was up to Chazal to figure out certain basic ideas that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to have. And then it was up to Chazal to establish those ideas. Again, the lashon of the Chazanish and Simon Ches. Nira, the dinei mominus, nimshul chachamim lekvaya kifi mishpatei chochmas haTorah. Chazal had to understand the chochmas haTorah, and then it was given over to them to establish the details of how this will be fully practiced. So Chazanish says over here, "Ubazeh kovu chachamim levenim b'mokum she'ein minog." Avol im yesh minog, if there is a minog, listen to the lashon of the Chazanish. Hadaver noyach livnei odem livnois kiminogam. Chazal said, if you know how to do brickwork, it'll be better to use bricks because you'll get it better. Shebekiim ba'ofen abnia. There's a phrase in Chazal, everybody likes their hometown. Everybody's proud of their hometown. So the Chazon Ish rephrases Chayna Minag Ala Noegim Boy. Val Haroiv Noegim Kifiyat Toiv Lefim Ekoimen. Umotsu Chachomim Lekvoya Halacha Liv Nois Kifiyat Minag. Then the Chazon Ish says, when it says Akol Kiminag Abdina, that's Chazal, Bekoicham, they have the power to, and they have the obligation to establish how Mishpatim is going to be, how Choshen Mishpat is going to be, how the civil law is going to be. And then Chazal said that whenever you have a minog, so we are establishing that minog to be what determines the minog. When there was no minog, and why are they doing that? Because that makes the most sense. It makes the most sense that if you have, that if fences are wooden fences, go right to the wooden fences. Makes the most sense, because that's, you're going to get the best wooden fence, because that's what people know how to do. That's what people, that's what they like. So we are now being kaveya to keep this vinegar. One guy moves in, and his wife likes stone fences. Sorry. Kaminig, I'm Dina. You keep the minug, it makes the most sense. And Chazal will enforce that minug. Right? So the Chazon Ish looks at the minog in as the way that Chazal establish their obligation to nail down the details of civil law, so to speak. So now, coming back to our sugya, so that's what that will fit in very well according to the Chazon Ish. Right? It'll fit in very well. Chazal will say that we will note certain rules. Tosfos says if you have a minhag that upends those rules, Chazal will go along with that minhag. If we've been satisfied with having flimsy, until you get to Tzvah Dafna, flimsy, that is a minhag toss. But if we decide that we're okay with the walls that fall apart every season, okay, we'll accept that. Right? We'll let the minhag. Chazal are going to be kaveya. We think if there's no minog, we're giving you the following rules. But if you, as a group, have decided that you want to be satisfied with flimsier, all right? So we will enforce the minog that you've established. So lechayra, we could say that this issue between exactly how you look at minog. Do you look at minog as purely consensus, consent, das, clearly just a different form of conditions, which seems to be the lashon of the Rashba? And we didn't do it today, it was too late. The Tesef and Aleph at the very top. Have a look at it tomorrow. Or whether minog has its significance not through Tanai, but through Hefker Beis and Hefker, through Chazal, through the Beis Din. Right, there's a very significant difference between the Chazon Ish at the end of his piece and the beginning of his piece, between the Chazon Ish and the Rav Chanan. Why am I mechuyav to keep the minhag? Is it because that this is the deal that we made? Or is it because Chazal b'chochmosam understood that there has to be a wall, and when there is a minog, that's the smartest way to keep this rule? So therefore, we are being mechayiv the minog. Right? So now the Chazon Ish certainly resolves all the loose ends. Yorshin, single Yorish, because it's not that I was Makabel, it's Chazal who imposed the minhag. Right? Going back to the formulation of the Rashba, minhag of Isveter, Atidah Sharsi Mecha, minhag of Mominus, that's part of the mandate of Chazal to establish making Chayshim Mishpat practicable, if that's the word, making it effective. Using their insight into when is the Kadosh Baruch Hu concerned about Gezel and about Hezek and Riyah, and then telling us how to do it. L'maisa. So, this distinction between the Chazadish mitzad echad, v'chonim mitzad achad, and possibly the distinction between the Rosh mitzad echad and Tosus mitzad achad, right, is whether minog is, whether the machayiv of minog is das makne, or whether the machayiv of minog is shekein kovu chazal. Give me another nafkah minute, then we'll finish up. Let's say that I'll think of that more. Okay. So we have a few loose ends over here, right? To put the Rajbah and the Chuvas and the Rajbah together. Okay, we'll have to work on that, Mirtz Hashem. Yidakasha, Ariel, Avram, Ariel?
Yeah, two things. First of all, when we divided up between the Tosos and the Rashbah, and we said that they're saying different things, is it possible that Tosos, when he suggested Afilu, Hutza, the Dafna, that's saying the same as the Rashbah, that even things that are like default practices, and that's what Tosos is referring to, that they're really not arguing?
So, I don't think so, because the Tosfos says, Tosfos has I want to think about it some more, okay? All right, but I think my initial reaction is that when you read Tosfos, Tosfos says, why do we need this chiddush to begin with? And Tosfos says, I need it because I need to set a bottom limit to what will be an acceptable minhag. So it doesn't sound like that he's saying we're opening up a new concept of a minhag that was totally by default. Okay, we'll think about it some more. Go ahead, next question.
And also, is it possible that you could be mechalek in the chazanish between the three? Or you said that between the three yarshin together,
yeah,
and one yarish,
yeah,
because the three yarshin, so they're making, meaning when they accept it together and they're making,
yeah,
like chashbonos between each other, so that's when an implicit
right,
deal can happen. But maybe with only one yorish, so that wouldn't happen because he doesn't meet with the other.
It's conceivable. I don't think it's lemaisa, but it's conceivable. Abram?
I got
a
question.
Elijah?
Do you think with the Chazanish specifically right now, isn't it possible that you could also see when you're implying that even within our Gemara itself, that it states like a general standard idea that Bill is this something that each thing has a set amount, and that is if, like how he says here, if there is no minhag in the area, that's what we're going to go after because that's what the Chachamim have. And then if there already is a minhag in the area, then they should find Chacham to be Kovea that minhag Kedam. So they almost like retroactively becomes part of their excess. So then they fulfill both requirements. Like the lines preceding this in the Chazanish.
Yeah.
Seem to say that. He's talking like all that. And all that is in the case of Kremakom She'ein Minhag. Right? Because we have the
Ikka Dim is a Kshim the Queen of Yesa. Yeah, Kresel Bari Rekhaim, Kresel Bari Rekhaim. Kremakom She'ein Minhag. Kremakom She'ein Minhag. Kremakom She'ein Minhag. Kremakom She'ein Minhag. I would understand this as this is part of the seichel that Chazal use in establishing what is an appropriate minhag.
Yeah, and it's in establishing what would be a kotel bari, which is bil sheish, which is five.
Right.
Right. And that's what we would establish, that all of that is like kind of codified within the idea of b'makom she'ein minhag, about in yesh minhag. If you already have a minhag in the area, then you should find chacham to go after your minhag. Right? So it's like
one, you don't have the minhag, so you start with the chachamim, and then you get the minhag based off the chachamim, or if you already have a minhag in the area, then you bring the chachamim in to fit your minhag.
It's too late. I'll have to look at it. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. We'll dive in mincha now. We'll dive in mincha 2 minutes. Okay. We'll do hechash shman esrei. I just wanted to finish up the sugya, but we'll spend more time in the sugya and beis shemesh.